What's up,
Blog
Good World?
Talk Radio.
What's up, Grudge World? What's going on tonight? Wait, trying to get Meatball and Little Tony on. It's Big Fred filling in right quick. Got to bear with us, too. We just actually got this show up and going in the last day or so. So still trying to work out the bugs, myself and Junior. Junior will be working the board tonight. If you had any questions, go ahead and hit the one button. So we can get you guys on.
Big Fred.
Go ahead. Yeah, June.
What's happening? I got Tony coming in right now.
Nothing much. Just told everybody that they got to bear with us a little bit. We're still working out the bugs and learning this, so, you know.
Yeah, no
give
doubt.
Give us a chance. Hope everything will go all right.
Let me let Tony roll in.
Fred, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, what's going on, Tony? Trying to make it happen. Me and Junior be working hard.
That's right. June, what's the deal, man?
Man, brother, you know, I'm trying to figure this out as we go along, you know. It's all good, though. What's happening, brother?
Not a thing, man. Not a thing. Sitting over here getting wet in this Michigan weather.
Oh, you doing good, then. At least you ain't got no snowmobiles back out there again.
I mean, not right this minute, but we don't know what it might hold for us tomorrow.
You know, it's a saying,
but Michigan weather, you don't like it. Wait a minute, it'll change. And, man, them people ain't never lied.
Yeah, you're right there, brother.
But,
Tony, what's been going
right?
on? Huh? Tony, what's happening with you? What's going on? Talk to us.
Not a thing, man. Not a thing. Like I said, we first and foremost, you know, let's get right to business. For all those that are listening in, that this is Michigan's permanent number now. We want to first and foremost thank Willie Dog, for allowing us to rent his house until we got ours up and running. You know, can't thank him enough for that, so that we were able to continue with his help. We were able to continue to do what we do. So, I mean, Willie Dog, you know, all of Michigan, we owe him the world. We ran into a bump in the road, and the man jumped on in, and, you know, no strings attached, and helped us out. So we really, truly appreciate that. And, this show here, you know, we gonna do it a little different, because this is our show. This is Michigan's show. I keep having to catch myself saying Detroit, and, you know, everybody in Michigan does not live in Detroit. You know, we all over the board. So this is Michigan's radio show. I'd even like to, even though I'm said to be the host, but I'd even often like for from time to time different individuals to host, and I'll sit back and be co-host, so we can get a different opinion, a different view, different topics going on. You know, I'm not the only one in Michigan that got an opinion or a topic that I like to address. So from time to time, you know, if anybody got an issue or a topic that they want to discuss, you know, just get with Fred, get with me, or Slouch, and we'll put it together, and we'll let Michigan host the show, and we'll co-host the show. And also, from now until June 15th, when we do the showdown in Motown, every week, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to that race. We're going to have Slouch come on and ask a trivia question. Whoever gets the question right, when you get to the drag strip, you have a pair of tickets at the gate waiting on you. And thanks to the hard work and diligence of Big Fred, we've even been getting some sponsorship support. So that's, you know, that all that helps. So we're not going to let our sponsors down, and, you know, we're going to try to move girls racing in a positive direction. So with that being said, you know, we got to keep these shows clean. They said they understand the smack talk, but it's certain things that our sponsors say they don't understand. And, you know, we all adults, so we pretty much understand what they mean. Certain words are, you know, not politically correct, you know, racial slurs and different things. We're going to keep those off of here. You know, you can take those to other shows. They may not mind that, but, you know, we're going to keep this one clean. The other show that we had, I'm not referring to Dog Show, but that other show, is no way we're going to give that show more respect than we give our own. So, you know, we're going to come on here, we're going to have a lot of fun, we're going to do our lock-ins, we're going to do our fact-finding and keep in tune with what races are going on where. And, you know, Michigan, we're going to do what we do. We're going to be the international terrorists that we are. We're going to go from state to state and put that work in, let them know that it all started right here. So, you know, we got to hold it down in the drag race world. So, with that being said, Fred, if you got anything you want to add to that?
Fred, you still on?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. No, I mean, I'm trying to figure this board out, looking at this board. So,
well Tom was asking if there was anything you wanted to add to what he was saying there.
No, he's pretty much summed it up. Like I said, I'd like to give a shout out to our couple of sponsors that right now they're supporting us, and that'd be Spud's Head Potato Factory on Asbury Park in 6 Mile, Good Faith Manor. Those are two sponsors that sponsored this episode and this month's show. So I'd like to give a big shout out to them.
Okay, like, hey Fred, for those that aren't familiar with those two sponsors, could you let everybody know what these companies do and, you know, what they are and where they are?
Well, so first of all, Good Faith Manor is owned and operated, CEO Big Fred and Christine Hayes. Spud's Head Potato Factory is a potato restaurant specialized in all specialty potatoes. It's on 6 Mile in Asbury Park. I don't have the address in front of me, but just opened up a couple months ago. Good Faith Manor is my AFC, adult foster care home, taking care of all the elderly and people, state of Michigan. So they came on board to support what we're doing right now.
Okay, well, we ask all listeners in Michigan or Detroit and surrounding cities that please, when in the 6 Mile area, support those that support us and patronize our sponsors. And in the event we have elderly that need adult care, please get in touch with Big Fred so that they can care for our loved ones. To be most
in the next upcoming shows, hopefully we have the commercials rolling. So we're working on that. Get with Gunny, help me out with that, and help me and Junior out get that situated. So we're gonna make this a real deal.
Well, you know, Fred, I got something good for y'all. You know, I got to improvise here, but this come from number one slots, brother.
Always be a shoulder. hotel is going down. Finally, the race that everyone has been waiting for, Avery, the baby Promon, versus the bumblebee, Little Tony.
Be happening on the 15th, Tom.
On the 15th, we're gonna have multiple shootouts. We're gonna have we got guys coming from all over the globe who's committed to come and patronize the event. We're gonna have a small block shootout. We're gonna have a big block shootout. With cash payouts. We got Big Clark and Gadget out of Mississippi that pledged to come. We got Mississippi Joe and his brother Travis on debut the Gangsta Boo.
Now that's the real Gangsta Boo. Yeah.
That's the original Gangsta Boo.
There
that's
you
right.
Go.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right. However, Tony Bynes said if he can free up, he's going to bring the Gangsta Boo too. He said he would like to support us. So it's possible that we'll see the Gangsta Boo 1 and Gangsta Boo 2 on the same property at the same time real soon.
That's what's happening there.
Yeah, we got Cold Killer. Said he's going to support us. Chris Tootin, he's going to support us. Big Low and Crew Chief and T5, they hold mob out of Florida, saying they're going to come support us. We got DJ out of Texas. A lot of individuals may not know of DJ, but DJ has a beautiful, beautiful back half 68 Camaro. That he said he gonna come play. You know, we got guys from all over the globe, that's talking about coming. We really appreciate them making the trip, and they saying that they're not coming to be spectators; they coming to play.
That's what's going on. You got a whole slew of assassins there.
Yeah, and
that's
we got
the one to be at.
We even got should be quite a few pro mods on the property. What's the name of them? The was it the Chicago Wise guys?
Yes, sir.
That's the wise guys.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. They pledged to come.
You know,
and those, they said
hey,
they're not coming.
Hey, those some gangsters there, boy.
Yeah, hey, and they said they're not coming for match racing. They coming to grudge race. So,
oh, okay.
You know that should be interesting. And we got Big Drag and Mr. Willie slash Plant they said they're going to Mr. William Plant said they're going to defend home at all costs. If Big Drag come across that state line with that pro mod, down on his ass they go. So it should be a real good show.
Well, you know if Drag coming, he going to bring the noise. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can't.
You know,
I mean,
hey, you my man. You know how we ride. But we're going to have to sit on that one.
Yeah,
yeah, we're going to have to sit on that one because, I mean, that's a race there that whoever make the move, the other one ain't going to do nothing but follow, so.
Yeah, that should be interesting. That should be real interesting. So, and you know, naturally, me and my main man, Three Lug, we locked and loaded, head up, pro tree, out the back door. You know, we Three Lug say he want to race Northern style. We're going 13-20.
That's what's happening.
You know, I'm excited about that. And Avery out of the Butts Motorsports camp, the race that we tried to get off down in Bradenton, Florida, that, you know, due to technical difficulties on my part, we wasn't able to get it off, but we both agreed that, you know, all of Michigan wants to see that one, so we're going to give them what they came for.
You know, that's the best fight there is, the one in the backyard. Shit.
Oh, ain't no doubt. Ain't no doubt. No doubt. So, you know, we should have a good time. Like I say, we're gonna have bounce houses and everything out there for the kids. So, you know, y'all don't have to look for a babysitter. Bring the family. We're going to feed your kids all day for free. We got activities all day for them. You know, they will be supervised, so you know you don't have to worry about them. And we're going to have a good time.
There you go. I got your main man here. Let me go on and bring him in because I see he got his hand up there.
Okay.
Mr. Meatball. Hello. No, he might have fell off. Well, you want me to go on open? You got anything else there, Tony? You want me to go on and start opening up some mics here?
No, let's go and get it started.
313-8404. Your
mic is open. Mr. Tone, what's the deal, baby? What's the deal, baby? Pinecone, what's happening?
Man, I can't call it, man. I'm sitting here on the couch waiting on y'all to bring me in. Big Fred, I like to say what's happening to you. And
what's going on?
What's happening?
Oh, man, I be mad when this Michigan weather make it this mad. You already know how you said it, Tone. This Michigan weather, it'll change its mind on you in a minute.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
Yeah. But y'all, you know, Junior, you said that, you know, we're going to have to sit on that race with Mr. Willie and, you know, Slash Plant and, you know, and Big Drag, you know. But, you know, I got to stay, you know, blue and yellow all the way. You know, I got to Big Drag my man. But, you know,
I'm going to tell you, Drag, that's my man. And, you know, I'm going to ride with him to the end. But I'm going to tell you this. The way I see that, those are the two toughest we got around here in that category. And in my opinion, whoever moves, the other one ain't going to do nothing but chase.
Yeah, you're right. But you know what I'm saying?
You
know, I like I said once again, I got to stick with the blue and yellow, you know what I'm saying, with that yellow M. And like I say, once again, Big Drag's my man. But if I got to get on the train, I got to ride on that Mr. Willie.
There you go. Okay.
You know, I got to get on that Mr. Willie caboose.
You ain't saying nothing wrong, Brian. It's all about
Your gyrations.
Let me ask y'all a question. Now, as far as like say that instance, and I discussed this with Three Lug, and you know me and Leon, you know, plan to do our thing too. I asked him, is it any way possible that we could say that for later on in the evening and defend home first? Can it be the North versus the South, and after we demolish the South, then we take care of in-house business? I mean, you know, we all are just coming to gate swinging on each other. Let's get together, take care of that business, put that work in, and then, you know, after we've wiped our hands with them, with the boys from the South, then we'll go ahead and, you know, cross state and county lines. I mean, is that possible? Can we just get along?
Now, I'm going to tell you this. That all sounds good. But the minute somebody looks at the other one the wrong way, all of that go out the window.
All the peace treaties sound good, but boy, it don't take but one flip of the lip and it's on and pop.
Mr. Tone, I'm gonna tell you like this. That like Junior just said and Fred, that all sound good. But you know, you got that motherfucking high head Three Lug. He go to spitting and don't swallow before he get to talking first. He going to be the one that's going to have Northern swinging on Northern instead of Northern swinging on South. You know, they're going to come right in the gate, ready to fight.
Yeah, well, I mean, he told me he honored a peace treaty till about 8 o'clock. He said, then all bets is off. So, you know, he said, man, do all you're going to do. But when that sun go down on your ass, I said, okay, man, well, I'm going to have to hurry up and try to get mine off because, you know, I ain't no punk by a long shot. You swing on me, I'm going to swing back.
Tone, just put it out there then like that then, you know. Just, you know, go ahead and announce it, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got a peace treaty with everybody from the North. But if you anywhere beyond Kentucky, you know what I'm saying? It's a peace tree. But if you Kentucky and beyond, it's on and popping. But then, you know,
at 8 o'clock. Can I answer that?
Go ahead, Junior.
Yes. Yeah, all right. That's it. Yeah, all right. Hey, so we got some hands. Let me bring in your man right here.
Okay.
Man, meatball gonna fall off again, Tony. You know that's my brother.
Willie Dog.
Fellas.
What's up, baby?
What's up? First thing I wanna say, not you, Tone. Hold on. First I wanna say big props out to Big Fred for putting this little package together, man, because it ain't easy doing it. Props out to him for putting that little package together and getting some doggone sponsorships. And props out to my man Junior and everything. Now Fred said he was trying to work the boat out, man. Junior got on there and worked that boat out pretty damn good. And Tone, special props out to you, man, for doing what you're doing, man, and trying to spread the love for all of Michigan. I heard your speech in the beginning said you wanted to, let all of them get a part of it, and that's what it's about, man. But look here, man, I got to say something that I don't agree with. Man, the hell with that, let goddamn Three Lug go, man. Let it be a wall. I don't care who you go down on. We just want to come there and see some racing, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
I plan on being in the house to tell you about it, too, whether you like it or not, baby. June 15th, baby.
Mr. Dog.
Yes, sir.
This Mr. Pine, man. You know when we had that little money battle down there in Hattiesburg, and I messed around and you know hit you in your lip. Keep you when you come up here. I know you announcing, but keep your money in your pocket.
Yeah, I know you hit me in my. It ain't worried about it, but you know I can forgive kids. They know not what they do. but hold on a minute. I know this little Tony show. I heard him say he was going to keep it clean, but it's going to be a little rough trying to keep it clean. But I'm going to try to keep it clean as I can. Little Tony, don't think I ain't forgot.
Yes,
I'm supposed to be down on your ass, too.
See, all that right there. See, that's within the guidelines of smack talk. Absolutely, that's how I want it. I want, like I say, I hope you can make the trip. You know,
I want y'all to take the chains off Three Lil, because Three Lil is one crazy joker. But I gotta admit, what you gotta do now, Tony, if you don't do it, I'm about to call the police now. As the people come in the gate, you gotta issue them a towel. Because if Three Lil start talking, by the time they get through spitting on somebody, they're gonna be drowning, man.
Hey, dog, so what you saying, Mr. Dog, I wasn't lying, right?
Man, that Three Lil spit on your man. Look at him, man. You better. I don't know how he do it, man. I don't say how come he don't pass out all the talking he be doing and all the spitting he be doing.
Then what you say?
Y'all can say what you want to do.
Y'all
like Three Lil. He good for the
man.
Game, man. He'll talk a bunch of shit, but he's going to do some racing, man. He will do some racing, man.
Hey, Willie Dawson, saying they need a umbrella by the time they get through. Before Three Lil even say something, just open it right up.
Hey, dog, yeah. Can you give a race report?
Let me give you a race report where we had that in, you know, yesterday at Mike Hill's race, if you don't mind, if y'all want to hear.
Yeah, could you please, dog?
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, anyway, I hate to say it then. Tony Byron got his swag back. He won the 29-inch shootout race yesterday in Gangsta Boot 2. So y'all got to watch out for him. He on the road there.
Yeah.
And the white boys, they won the 28-inch tie race. Boy, there was some hell of a races going on. In the finals, they beat Big Ball Factor. They beat Big Ball Factor in the finals. And it was a hell of a race, though. Big Ball had them gapped about a couple of car lengths. And then right in the middle, that damn thing took a hard left over to the doggone wall, and he had to kind of lift out of it. But he went out in the grass and still tried to win. But anyway, Tony Bynes beat Scotty Ray, one of the faster guys down here, down sideways, in the finals in the 29-inch race. And that was a hell of a race. But the big race was, you know, they had that big, everybody was arguing about the race Tony Bynes was supposed to have against Big Ball Factor, and it was called Come to Win. Well, goddamn it, Tony Bynes went out there and got a damn man with an alcohol dragster and brought it in there. And Big Ball Factor brought in Killing Time with a damn Olive Arby Pro-Mart car. Man, that was a neck-and-neck race, too. But the dragster pulled it out at the end because the Olive Arby Pro-Mart car had to yoke it a couple of times, and he took the win. So that was the highlight of the races, boy. But we had a good time out there yesterday.
They
it was rough, bro.
A dragster against a Pro-Mart?
They brought a doggone alcohol dragster down here.
Wow.
To run against a Pro-Mart. A Pro-Mart car. But what it was, Tony Bynes and Big Ball Factor locked in and raced each other. And then after they locked in, everybody said, okay, we didn't say what car. So both of them said, come to win. So both of them bought into some shit. Now, when you make them steal by come to win, you better make sure you didn't stick with what damn car you talking about, because there was some shit
going on,
boy.
Yeah. Ooh, Willie Dog, ain't nobody up here worried about no Tony Bass, Trigger Man, or none of Cowboy. Ain't nobody worried about none of them. When they cross Kentucky, we gonna have everybody gonna go to Home Depot and buy some brand new channel locks, cause we plan on pulling gold out of mouths when they get up here.
Okay, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that. A set of lips will say any damn thing. You can say what you want, but when he come in there and slap some batter on your ass and fry your ass, don't say nothing.
Yeah, Pine, let me I agree with you, but let me say this. The man has been on a roll lately. He's been on a hell of a roll.
Every damn thing he done said and came right. I think he went to Miss Rudolph and bought the. He didn't got them. Get that damn. What you call it? The rabbit's foot or the hog foot or the damn whatever. He bought that whole goddamn rabbit. He got the whole goddamn. He ain't got no horseshoe. He got the whole goddamn horse. I mean, every goddamn thing that didn't happen, it been going right for him. I don't know what the hell it happened.
When I was down there a couple weeks ago in Orangeburg, man, that car was getting small so quick it looked like he was on a train track. I mean, it didn't shake, didn't quiver, nothing. I mean, like somebody was shooting him out of cannon. And I
Tony getting a little bit better than that, Tony. He done got better than that, man.
Yeah. Hey, I think when he first came out, his first one or two albums, it was rough. Man, the man is, you got to get,
I'm gonna always get credit where credit is due. The man ain't taking no prisoners right now.
Yeah, right now he's on the roll. I think you better let him cool off a little bit. He's on the roll.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, we got a bunch of hands up here, Tone. You want me to bring some of these in?
Yes, sir. Please do.
Man, what happened to Meatball?
His mic is open. He got it on mute. 313-2044. Your mic is open. Hello.
What's up, Mr. Tony?
What's happening?
Man, that's ride or die Brandon.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the deal, baby? What's going on?
Man, I ain't done nothing I bought you that day.
Huh?
Me boy told me you got a bar out there, man. You ain't invited me yet, man.
Well, you know, it's yeah. We out there doing what we do. You know, you always welcome. You got open invitation.
What's up, Mr. Pine?
What's happening, bro? What's the deal?
Man, I don't know, man.
Hey, B, what's this I hear you locked and loaded with is it skin you supposed to be locked in with?
Man, we can't get skins to lock in.
Oh,
we've been trying to, man. He ain't going to lock in with us.
Yeah.
Man, can somebody get drag racing?
Well, no, hold on. Skin will go now. You know, that's my little partner. I ain't talked to him in a while,
He talking about with that pickup, man. Skins don't want to go with that pickup. Can somebody get him on the phone?
Man, I try to get him to lock in, man. Tell him he got everything in drag racing, man.
But you know,
hold on, Pine. Brandon, what did you just say you offered that man?
Man, I offered him everything in drag racing, the backside, the lead, the gap, the clear, out the back door.
Hey, Brad, you know you like a nephew to me, man. Please don't get out of line. Skin ain't going to be letting people talk to him just any kind of way. You know,
he had us bringing our car all the way down there for no reason. When we went to Chicago, man, we ain't getting our one race, so I'm mad at him. I'm not getting me wrong, that's my man, too. But he got everything in drag racing. He come up 94 and come to Michigan. He got everything in drag racing.
Mr. Dog, what you got to say about that? He offers Shawty everything in drag racing with that 10 he got. Dang, what happened to the announcer?
Yeah, we here. He should be on there somewhere.
Mr. Willie Dog keep it clean.
I had one more thing to say, Two Tone. I forgot to tell you. Your boys with in the 901 Bad Boys, they bought 3 cars down there, and they got bitch slapped every time they crunk up.
Ooh-wee.
Hey, Mr. Willie Dog. Don't get me wrong. It wasn't because he was doing that.
Wit and Company, man, them boys done had a chokehold on the drag race world for a minute now. You saying they bought 3 cars and
But see, Tong, I wasn't talking about they weren't doing that. I'm just talking about the competition down there was, that's the best competition I done seen out of cars in a while. The competition was just so damn rough. Man, it was some rough shit out there. They bought 3 cars out there and was doing pretty good. But every time they stood up, somebody bitch slapped them back down.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, you know.
Now, somebody said that's because he was just used to Holly Springs up there, where they get people in Holly Springs in their backyard and slap the shit out of them. But when they leave Holly Springs, they don't know how to act when they get out of town, see.
Okay.
I told you, that's the best fight you can have when you have it in your backyard. Shit.
Yeah, you go to Holly Springs, you got to fight them. They rough in Holly Springs. You go to Holly Springs, you got a problem in Holly Springs now.
Hey, you say when Whit and them got home court advantage, they hard to beat, huh, dog?
Man, when they got home court advantage, man, look here, man. Lock yourself up in your truck, man. Don't get me wrong now, now Tone, they was running good. It was just some hell of a competition down there. And I can't wait to be coming up there because I'm going to slap the shit out of Chucky, too. I ain't tell if y'all get a little Brian or a little Chuck, I'm going to slap the shit out of him just for the hell of it.
Okay, well, hey, now that's another one. Now Chucky will go, so be careful how you talk about the man.
I'm telling you right now, Chucky, see, he's so feisty. I'm gonna trick his ass. He's so fast. He be getting a hand job and think he getting the real thing. He don't even realize he's just getting a hand job. I'm trying not to be too nasty. I ain't gonna say it nasty. I'm trying to keep it clean because I like the way y'all going right now. But I know as the show gets started and once y'all get rolling, we can't stop it, man. Because if three little come on in and start acting crazy, you know we gonna buzz loose. And then time with his ass, I'm gonna get his ass when I come up there too. I ain't forgot his ass.
Now you saying about Chucky? No. What car would you like to entertain Chucky with?
I ain't gonna tell you that now. It's too far in advance to say. I'm gonna be like Tony Bynes. I'm gonna come to win.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna just be cool. All
right.
Hey, and I know I'm supposed to be telling everybody business, but you know me. If you tell me something, I can't hold water. Ben's got a new car. That's all I'm gonna say. I can't hold water. He got a new car. That's all I'm gonna say.
How come everybody got quiet when Dog said Biz got a new car? What's happening, man?
Man, everybody worry about no Biz.
Oh, I'm just asking the question. You know, that's all I do.
Junior, ain't nobody worried about no Biz.
Hello? It got quiet again.
Hold on. Hey, Junior, what's the guys with the Malibu name? Oh, that they ran Biz the other day?
Ground and pound.
So what you saying, dog? Ground and pound and made that man sell that car?
Is that what you're implying?
Didn't realize it, man. Ground and pound.
Hold on a minute. I may have somebody offer that. Seven,
ground and pound. They beat Ben 3 times, but shit. 16. Hey, I was driving 2 times. I was in the car 2 times, so they whooped my ass, too. I still want some of that ass, too, man.
Who mic you just open?
What's up, man? 773-6516. That's Chuck. What's happening? Hello.
He must be smoking that shit.
Okay, playing lost. Y'all can go. Hey, Tone, I got a bunch of hands up here. Let me go and bring in some of these guys.
Okay, come on.
248-5963. Your mic is open.
Hey, Tom, this is Reg, Slouch Brother, just listening in.
Reg, what's happening, man? You all right?
Hey, man, we just waiting for the 15th, man. It's going to, like I put the post out, man, everybody, this is a grown folks event. So, grown folks language. no Kool-Aid heart pumping people. No,
I like that.
This is grown folk business, man. If you sit your ass on the porch and watch from the sideline.
I know y'all guys are there in Michigan and Detroit and Chicago and all that, try to be tough and all that. But I'm gonna bring some girl shit to you. Whoever loses the goddamn most high profile race got to walk around the track for 30 minutes with some pink panties on.
Well, hey, dog, I got some. I brought some patent leather pumps for him to wear too. and a push up bra so they can put toilet paper in there too. Walk around with some titties. So we gonna have a night.
Hey, you start talking too much now. I'm gonna go about all that kind of shit now.
Hey, but we look forward to. Entertaining y'all on the 15th, but I'll talk with you, little Tom. Great show.
All right, man.
All right, there you go. 734-3190. Your mic is open.
What up, Tom?
Hello.
What's happening?
What up, little Tom?
What's going on?
Right. I hear these boys talking all that stuff about this grudge racing, man. What you doing in the grudge race?
Say what?
I hear all these boys talking about grudge racing and all that. I said, what you doing in the grudge racing? What you doing out there?
What you mean when you say that?
I'm saying you making noise out there or what?
I mean, I'm staying in my lane. I'm doing what I can do. What you got? You got something for me?
Yeah, I know you when you. I know you. I used to put you in the water. You understand what I'm saying?
You used to put me in the water.
Yeah, I used to put you in the box.
Now, when you say in the water, is that at the track or on the street?
Oh, at the track.
And who is this?
You don't know who it is?
No, but I'm sure in time you can tell me. Who is this?
I'm going to be at an event on the 15th. I'm going
to
see what the
boys talking. Do y'all need to get a room or something, man? Do y'all need a room?
I don't know. It was signed to kind of private and personal there. I mean, we can take y'all to a room, man.
Hey, listen, we don't do all that. We from up here. We from up north. We don't do all that in the road shit back down south. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they want you just gonna tell them who you is and quit talking in goddamn circles then so we'll know who the hell you is.
Hey, this is Big Brother, man. This is Big Brother. He know who it is.
Oh, this is Tony Fullwiler.
Goddamn right.
Yeah, okay. When you say put me in the water, I went to thinking about Detroit Dragway. I didn't know you were talking about on the international circuit. That's right. You know, this man used to, when I drove a pro mod car, that man used to pull me in the beam.
But, you know, that's your man down south talking all that noise, whatever he calls himself. He come up here, I already know how these boys up here going to do. He know he going to bring somebody up here to put the panties on. He might be in the panties.
Hey, it don't bother me. I don't mind wearing them. See, a real man, I wear them if I have to.
Yeah. Hey, how you been doing, little brother? You doing?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. How about you?
Yeah, I've been doing all right. I've been doing all right. Yeah, thank you. I heard about your shit. You got been doing, you know, making waves, going here and there, you know.
Yeah, a couple of
little foothills to climb over, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. Glad to have you call in and support the show.
I got somebody there with a TV with some background noise. Mute your mic.
I know you're doing your thing, right?
Tone, I think that's your phone with the background noise.
Hold on.
Hey, Tone, I'm going to open up a couple more mics. We got some hands up here.
Okay. Come on with them.
Hey, 248-3556. Your mic is open. Hello.
248-3556. Uncle Paul. Nephew, what's happening? Nephew, where you go?
Okay.
Is he losing, Jimmy?
No, he didn't. Coming back in. 313-5205. Your mic is open. 313-5205. Your mic is open.
Keep it moving.
Yep. 773-1021. Your mic is open.
Yeah, Booker here.
Booker, what's going on?
Yeah. Yes,
hey,
sir.
Hey,
what's happening?
Hey,
what's happening?
Hey, Booker, man, I heard through the grapevine that it's some boys coming from the south. And they say they drive these cars to the drag strip. They saying if there's anybody that sit like them, it's on and popping. I told them, wait a minute. Now, it's a crew of Z's over there in the state of Illinois that you know, they like that kind of action.
Yes, we do.
Will you be in the house with that lethal weapon you got?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay.
Yeah, I will be there.
Yeah, they say they called. They asked me. They said, "Man, is there any guys there that you know got fully dressed cars? Like, we talking about pump gas, full interior. And, you know, we get on the freeway. We can run the mile. We can run the quarter mile. We run the eighth mile. We don't have. They want to do it." I told them, "Absolutely, yeah. We got plenty of cars up here like that." They said, "All right, well, we got a few of them we want to bring up there and play."
Okay. Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to open up a couple more mics, Tony. We got some hands up.
All right.
815-5431. Your mic is open.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, if you run across, you know what I'm saying, some of the 313 numbers like Abe and them, man, you call their number out, they ain't going to say nothing. They just want to get on here and listen.
Hey, Bookie.
Yeah,
Bookie,
you know what
sure
I'm saying?
A, huh? You sound like you got a deep rooted dislike for old Abe.
Man, Abe, a girl. Yeah. And man, he a lady, man. Yeah, he a lady. Yes, sir. I can't wait for y'all to get ready to run. I already told him it's only cracking.
Yeah,
I talk to, you know, you know what I'm saying? I don't call him no more because he don't answer my calls no more. He's still mad because he had an accident in a Honda and everybody found out about it, so he don't talk to nobody no more. Goddamn.
You say he had an accident. He let a Honda get away from him?
The man's in a Honda. Now, he's supposed to have a baby pro mod, but he had an accident in a Honda, so now I guess people was laughing at him. Now he don't want to talk to nobody. Now he done got it fixed and everything and sending pictures around. He done got it fixed now, you know? Goddamn clown.
Hey, I heard he got tires shaking, couldn't hold that thing in the road, man. That, you know, it happens.
Yeah. Man, I told him if that bothered him, then he really gonna have some problems because if you can't stand no jugging, you need to go sit your ass down, boy. For real. But I already told y'all, hey, all he needed was a red nose and some boots, and you had him. He motherfucking clown.
Hey, dog.
Hey.
Am I in? Lil' Joe.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'm on. Oh, y'all can hear me?
You on.
Oh, this
yeah, we can hear you,
D-Truck. I wasn't on the line. I was on the other line, and Skin's on the phone.
Yeah, this motherfucking gangster. This motherfucking gangster on the phone, nigga.
Is Brandon still on there?
Looking. I put my finger in Brandon's ass.
What's up, little kids?
I put my finger
up,
in your ass, boy. You keep front,
hey,
you keep front saying my name, boy. What you want to
hey,
do?
Skin.
Hey,
Skin.
What you want to
hey,
do, lady?
Uh-oh, here you go, get the juice. You got your pad
you
to write this down?
Yeah, I'm ready to lock this in. What's happening? Hey,
who is that?
What's going on,
show
bro?
You what you want to do, June 15th, man?
who is this? Y'all got 50 people talking at one time.
This little Tony show, they all on there.
Okay, but what they got to do with it? It don't matter who show
they
it is.
They got
hey,
to do
Tony.
It.
Hey, pretty Tony.
Yeah, what's happening, baby?
Hey, beautiful. I want to play, man. I want to play, little Tony.
Hey, Ken. Brandon said you had everything in drag race. I say, hold on now. That's my little man. He ain't going to let you talk to him like that. Brandon said, man, get that man on the phone. He got everything in drag. I said, man, are you
hey,
talking
little
about
Tony.
Ken?
Little Tony.
Yes, sir.
Little Tony. I'm here.
13 minutes.
Huh?
I'm here. Look, Tony, I beat that boy ass, man. That boy was talking shit to me. Show me he'll drive his own car and whoop me. I told him to get out. He started breaking up like a stage door.
Kick your leg. Yeah, I'll let you
see. I got
Brad,
a deep hey, look, Tony.
Yeah.
Look, Tony.
Yeah.
I got everything he want me to have. He told me to
yeah,
have a G-body stock suspension with all the seats in it with a small block. He going to run me motor to motor. I like that. Come on.
I said, I like your pickup, man. You can spray Tony. All you want to.
Hey, Tony, you see what I'm talking about, Tony? Hey, yeah, Tony, he don't match up with me, man. I knock that boy head off, man, off his shoulders.
Wait a second, Skins. Does your G-body
hey,
have a cage in it?
Hey, look, Tony.
Yeah.
Hey, look, Tony. It got a roll by
yes,
it,
sir.
But
hey, Brandon ain't got a cage in there.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. He better put him one in there. Tell him to take his bed loose. Tell him to take his bed loose and put him a roll by in there. It ain't no roll cage. It's a roll by. What the fuck I'm supposed to do? Cut it out? Hey, Tony, what I'm supposed to do? Cut it out? Hey, Tony. Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Hey, it's hard to put a slick cage up in there with all the seats in there, ain't it? That's what he wants. So he got all the seats in it, console, bucket seats, the dash, everything. Okay, he can't have no switches in his car. He can't have no switches in his car. He got to start it up with the key on the dash and all that old shit. You know what I'm saying, Tony? Faggots, man. You got faggots on your show, boy. You got homosexuals on your show. The man told me to get a G-body. I got one, man. Stock suspension. I'm going to drive it. He said he going to whoop me. No, you ain't. I'm going to whoop you ass, the punk. I'll lock both of y'all in.
You
going to whoop me? How you like that?
Skins, his
you
radio working.
Right? You got everything in drag racing.
Pretty Tony. Look at him. Very talented. Got... Hey, Tony.
Yes,
hey, Tony.
Sir.
You know that truck that you told your clown with?
Yeah.
You got everything in drag racing with that. What do that mean, man? What is wrong with this stupid ass boy? What's wrong with him, pretty Tony? Could you win, Tony? Could you win, Tony?
No.
Okay then. I'm sitting here telling him he ain't got no sense. I can't win. I don't think I can win. So what is this guy? What's wrong with him, Tony? Hey, Tony, I got a chrome eye. You got everything in your drag racing with your yellow car. Do you really want that?
Hey, look.
If you want to say hi to me and you want to go on a date, we can go on a date, man. I'll fill on you if that's what you like. Because you got to be stupid, man. You got to be drunk and stupid. You steady calling me talking about a pickup truck.
Hey, sure, you want to run that pickup truck with trail blazer, man.
Pretty Tony. Hey, Pretty Tony. You said what?
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said something. I heard somebody say something about a trail blazer. I'll knock his ass out.
I said, do you want to run with our trail blazer with that pickup?
Yeah. I got a trail blazer pump. I got a
trailblazer.
A fully paid
trailblazer.
Hold on one second. Beautiful.
Yes,
hey, beautiful.
Yeah.
Hey, beautiful. When I first met you, did you see me with a trailblazer?
Yes. No, I said we got a trailblazer.
Hold on, can I finish, man? I'm talking to beautiful. I'm talking to beautiful. You know what I'm saying? These boys don't know when somebody's talking to them, man. Pretty Tony, this Pretty Tony show, man. I'm talking to Pretty Tony. Tony,
yes,
when I first met your beautiful ass, did I have a trailblazer with me, Tony?
Yes, sir.
I got the same one. I'll knock his ass out. Lock in, boy. Lock your ass in.
It's full of pig, man.
Hey, you don't hear nothing, Tony. Tony, you can't hear a pin drop, Tony.
I'm trying to lock your little bitty ass in, man. You ain't listening. You just talk too much.
Skins, does the radio work in there? Because Brandon's radio work too in that car.
Hey, man, everything working here. Look, okay, now y'all asking me something, right? I'm going to ask y'all something. Yes, the radio do work. Do Brandon air conditioning work?
We ain't tried it.
Okay, well, stop fronting then, man. You know, come on, Pretty Tony. I teach people how to do me pretty. If they don't ask no questions, I ain't gonna ask no.
Hey, Bradley, you say you got a trailblazer. Man said, come on, lock in with this trailblazer. You got to try to lock in with that one.
Yeah, for no question.
I mean, what you want, kid? What you want, kid? You want a nitrous turbo supercharger with, man?
Yeah, I need pretty, Tony. See what I'm talking
about, Tony? Look, man, you all talking about you ain't racing nobody unless they got a flat hood or air conditioner, so I'm going to ask you a question about
the
trailblazer.
Man, I ain't gonna say none of that. You lying, man. You lying on me, boy. Did I come on this show and say any of that pretty, Tony? I'm going to donate $500 to the show if that's what I said, Tony.
Yeah,
Tony,
you said it about
what's your
bank
account number,
said,
Tony?
Hey, Skins, you said it about Mo. What happened with Mo did? Mo went down a whole quarter mile with a finger out the window.
You are, hey, now you just front. You trying to make Tony's show look good? Because I didn't even race no with your dumb ass. With your
man,
stupid
he
ass.
Went, he went out the window with the little finger up at you, man.
Hey, Tony, is this a grudge show, a lock-in show, or is this a comedian show?
We locked
in.
It's the real deal.
It
sounds
like you're
the only comedian on the phone.
Brandon, did you try to lock in with your trailblazer with his trailblazer?
There you go.
Lock in, skins. I'm not even going to be here May 4th.
Yep,
and
it's closer to you. It's at 1:31.
Nah, that's cool. Hey, Hood TV, you're going to be the fuck quiet, man. You not even listen, man. Please be quiet, man. Please. You're going to get it, 100 grand. You be the fuck quiet, man, so I can get understanding with these faggot-ass people, man. Please.
Yeah, you got to do it on the 15th, though.
But you're not listening.
Sure,
bro, that you
Shorty, shut the fuck up hollering on this damn radio show, Shorty.
Because everybody
don't
want to try, man. I don't care nothing about who races, I don't care nothing about no shit like that. I just want to race, man. I'll race his ass in the back. I don't care nothing about no bitch.
Man,
I'm trying to lock in with you for
2539, you might.
Man, you front. Hey, Tony, I want to talk to Tony now. I don't even want to talk to you no more, Brandon. You my buddy, though. You can call me on the phone or something. But pretty Tony.
Yeah,
why they wait till they get on your show? Why they wait till they get on your show, and now they talking about, we going to Pretty Tony's show. They was just talking about locking in with me for May 4th, man. They front. You got some motherfucking fronters on the phone, man. They sucking your balls.
I locked in.
Because they wasn't saying nothing. They waited till they got on your show. Now, all of a sudden, we not going to that show. We going to Pretty Tony. I'm going to everyone where they're racing it if I think I can get me some money. I don't care who show it is, man. I don't care who track it is. I don't care about none of that if they let me in the gate. So he's fun, Tony. That means fellas to get off your show, man. They wait till they get on your show, they're licking your balls. I'm going to lick your balls on and off your show if that's what I want to do. They wait till they get on your show, now all of a sudden they ain't going to May 4th. So I'm about to try to lock me in for May 4th.
That motherfucker mouth, man. He talking too goddamn. Put a mother on that some bitch tonight.
Lock me in then, man. I ain't about to get on the show. Lock me in then.
Hey, man. Put a mother on him, man.
Hey, little Tom.
Yeah.
Man, goddamn, I'll turn you up on my damn mic here, man. This is the cold goddamn host, man.
Hold on, Tom, man, listen.
Hey, Brandy, you on the phone, Brandy?
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Man, listen. I just got a text to call in on the other show. I called in. I tried to lock Biz on sweet ass in with Skip Car. He had a straight motor. Man, this boy's scared, man. Them boys are scared, man.
Them boys from Chicago, they ladies, man.
Them boys are scared.
Them
man.
Boys from Chicago is ladies, man.
Hold on. You tried to lock Biz in with what?
With Skip Car. That white Mustang. Spray to Skip Motor. Man, begging for the break, man. I had to get off the show, man. That man is scared, man.
Wait a minute, hold on. Can I ask you a question? Hold on, sir. I didn't mean to get in y'all business. Can I ask you a question? Did you say you trying to lock Biz in with his white Mustang?
That's right.
Okay, let me say this. You know why he ain't lock in? I'm going to give you the reason why he ain't lock in. Can I give you the reason why he ain't lock in?
Because the bitch ain't running, man.
Can I finish, man? Damn, why are you motherfuckers talking to me? Let's go ahead and finish off what he's saying.
Say what you got.
Damn, y'all don't even let a motherfucker finish, man. What the fuck is wrong with you people? You don't even
want to say what you got to say.
Dumbass people. How you going to lock something in that he ain't got, Pretty Tony?
Well, hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on, Skin.
Wait a minute. You said he's talking to me.
I'ma start all over for the deaf people, for the dumb people. Hey man, what is wrong with you, Hood TV? God damn, you just ain't gonna shut the fuck up. Won't you keep filming, man? You talking for no reason. Just cause he raised somebody a month ago don't mean he still got the car. He don't have the car, man.
Hey,
Pretty Tony, I saw you raise somebody with your yellow car. Do that mean you still got it today? What's wrong with these people, man?
He don't
have the car, man.
All right, so why he front then? Talk about he get him a break then.
He can say what he want to say. I'm telling you, he don't got the car. I bet my money he can't ever show you the car no more.
He don't have the car, man. What am I lying for? I ain't setting him. Oh, you a goddamn liar, man. You a little goddamn liar, man. You hear goddamn mic. Hello, fag, man. Hey, I bet y'all don't care. I've been muted out of better places, dumbass boy. What the fuck are you talking about? You think I need a couple hands up here. I'm gonna open up some more mics.
All right.
Yeah, I'm trying to move my cold, man. You think I give a fuck about
kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty-kitty
213-8405. Your mic is open. Hello.
Hello. I'll grab the next one, Jimmy.
Okay, Junior.
Going to the next.
Pretty Tony. Hey, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Tony, you heard a whole bunch of... When you told
can't keep my fucking name off your mouth, motherfucker. Get now, man. Talking much like you're some kind of motherfucking hero. Talking about your heart. Damn.
Oh, no. This man got a problem with his eyes. Let me get him up out of there, man.
Who the fuck is that, man?
I don't know, but
man, you know that at me, man.
They got, hey, he got his own problems at home, so we might as well be him.
You ain't out. Hey, Tony. Hey, Tony, I heard you ask a question. I ain't hear nobody ask it yet. You said did they want to lock in Trailblazers and Trailblazers. I ain't heard nothing.
7-3-4.
Man, you said you would run. You said you would run with people without Trailblazers, man. Make up your mind. You keep on coming with all these damn cars.
Tony.
Man, you said you would run your pickup with our Trailblazers.
You
got air conditioner and a flat hood.
Is you jealous?
Hello.
My mic on?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you're not going. Can you talk about the
Junior,
your phone breaking up, though.
I just got on the other line. A guy was trying to get in. Junior trying to get in. You see a number? 586-3941.
Hey, Junior, my mic open?
Yeah, your mic is open.
Can we talk about the phone?
Hey, your phone breaking up bad. Text me that number, man. I'll open it up for him.
It's 586-3941.
No, yo, my mic open.
It's open.
What's
your
up,
Tom?
What's going on?
Tom, what's up, Slouch?
Yeah. Slouch, what's happening?
Oh, man, nothing much. Just listening to the show, man. I'm ready to give away a free pass for the event.
Okay.
Hey, Junior,
I'm going to mute all these mics while Slouch is saying what he got to say. Then I'm going to open them right back up.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
My mic open?
Yeah.
Yeah, Slouch and Tony, your mic is open. I'm shutting everything else down, and I open them back up.
All right, Tone. What's going on, Tone?
Hey, man, Slouch, what's the deal?
Oh, man, I just want to give away one of these free tickets for a lucky caller for a mystery question. You know, I'm hopefully going to try to do it maybe once a week, once every 2 weeks. You know, it all depends on how we feel. I just want to get a little bit trivia question I'm going to throw out. And the first person that can answer the question, you know, they get a free pass for June 15th. It's a three-part question, so you have to get all three questions right.
Well, hold on, Slot. You say it's going to be a three-part question, and they can win a
sorry, it's a three-part, not three-part. It's a three-part answer, sorry. It's a three-part answer to this question. It's three
answers to this question. Hold on.
You
saying you're going to give them one ticket, and I'm going to donate one, so they can win two tickets if they answer your question right. And
okay, well, that's
said,
even better.
Yeah, you said local. No, we don't care where they call in from. When they get to the gate, we have their name. They got two tickets.
Have their name, yep. Yep, we put your name down on the list wherever you at. You get in free, you and the guests.
All right, what's the question?
Okay, the three answer question is Tony Bynes. He had a race last year. He wrecked Gangsta Boo. Which track was he racing at? What car was he racing? Was it a grudge race, class race, hat race? What kind of race was it at that event? The question again is: Tony Bynes had a race last year. He wrecked against the boo, totaled against the boo. What track was he at? What car or what team or whoever he was racing? And was it a class race, hat race, grudge race? What kind of race was it? If you get all three questions right, you get two free passes. You have to get all three right. All right, I'm ready.
Well, I'm going to open them up.
Open one at a time.
Well, 3-1-3. Well,
hold on. Junior, as you open them up, I want to ask them, are they, if they're not trying to answer the question, then just, you know, put them back on mute. And then we go to the next one. So don't nobody get help with the question.
3-1-3-4-5-9-5.
Somebody get my microphone.
I shut them down.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jimmy, with the first one. 0506. Your mic is open.
All right. He was raising the white boys in Macon.
Oh, hold on. First, where you calling from?
Mississippi.
Okay.
And who is this?
BET Live.
Hold on,
go ahead, BET, let it ride. If you know it, you got it, baby. What is it?
No, man.
Why the hell not?
Hold on, hey, Slouch. Nope, this is not a loaded deck. That man,
okay.
Open that man's mic.
Right.
Go ahead, BET. If you know it, come on with it.
That's right. He was racing the white boys in Macon, and it was a grudge race.
That man got it. BET Live, you make it to the Motor City June 15th. We got you two of them sitting at the door. You don't care.
Yep.
That's right.
Wait for the belt.
Hey, Tony, I'm gonna open up the lines now. Congratulations, Mr. BT. But boy, did you just start a war. I'm gonna open them up. Here I come.
All right.
734-0154. Your mic is open.
Yeah, I was gonna answer the question, but we answered it already.
Okay. All right.
773-2531. Your mic is open.
What up? What up, little Tony, y'all? It's Three Love.
Three Love. What's happening?
Just chilling, that's all. Just chilling. Just waiting to the 16th so I can put little Tony ass out.
I'm going to keep running up along the line, opening the mics now. 313-4595. Your mic is open.
Just listen.
Okay, thank you. 219-2285. Your mic is open.
Listening.
I ain't listening.
11,
I called him. I'm ready to blow Lil Tony's ass out.
Those words.
Ain't we already locked in, man? The stage is set. We just waiting on showtime.
Right.
Yeah.
What we gonna do this Saturday? One of you Detroit guys. Not you, Lil Tony. I ain't talking to you, Lil Tony. I'm talking to other Detroit guys. Like,
I mean, what you mean? Who you looking for?
We got some background noise there.
Huh? My bad, that was me. Three Love, you looking for that gold digger?
Three Love. He might have fell off.
He might have fell off.
I'm going to keep opening up mics here, Tom. Yep. Love fell off. He'll be back on. 313-0178. Your mic is open.
That's me, Junior, can you find a 517-3941?
517. What'd you say that was? 517?
3941.
Nope, I do not see him in here. I'm going to keep looking for him.
Okay.
Tell him to hit his one button.
Hit your one button.
Jimmy, you got any more hands up?
Yeah, we got a lot of them. I'm going to start opening them up.
Come on.
Booker, you open.
I'm here.
What are you talking about now? Keep them coming.
219-2285. Your mic is open.
What's happening, y'all?
Leon, what's up?
Hey, up in there just listening, man. Just listening.
Somebody done woke your ass out already.
Man, my little brother, man, this cop is
41.
His truck broke down today, and I had to fix it.
3941.
3941. You got it.
Yeah. That's it. What's on your mind,
Hello?
Bro?
Hello.
Your mic is open.
Cone.
Yeah.
Cone. What's up, Cone?
Yeah.
What's going on, little Cone? What's happening?
What's the deal?
Not much, brother. What's happening with you?
Not a thing, man.
Are you there?
Huh?
Listen, bro. I'm going to make this short and simple. You seem to be talking a lot of trash about me lately. There's a lot to say about me lately. And I was wondering, since I'm such a joke, if you'd like to lock your fucking car in for your race on the 15th.
Well, what's car?
That I'm also talking about You got our Motown Muscle talking about your race boosted cars and blah, 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 and you've been talking a lot of trash about me. This is Junior from Michigan. What's up, dog?
What's happening, baby? Yeah, I will race boosted cars. I race turbo cars. I race magic cars. I race big block cars.
Well, lock your ass in for your race on the 15th. What up with that? Lock your fucking ass in. You keep talking a lot of trash about me. Keeps getting back to me, talking shit. And I'm helping your boy out a little bit with his car. And I'm fixing to show you what passes off. Put your money where your mouth is.
Which car? I'm racing your car?
My motherfucking car, the joke car that will never go fast.
Say what?
I'm a joke, remember all the shit you've been talking lately? So now I'm only 6 weeks away, and my shit is ready to roll here in maybe a week, so I'd like to lock your ass in for your race on the 15th.
Well, get your ass down,
you motherfucker. Calling you out, but what's that?
Get your ass down. Lock it in, man. Stop all that talk.
Lock in, motherfucker. I tell you what.
Give
your money to Chemo. I'll give Chemo. We'll lock in $500 on $2,000 or better for the 15th.
Your car and my car.
Your car
and my car. We lock it in. Hey, Junior, we going to the eighth, we going to the quarter.
You pick it. Let's make it real interesting. And let's put some money on the eighth and some money on the quarter.
No, we're going to run to the eighth. Your car, my car, head up, pro treat to the eighth. We locking in. What you say, $500?
No bars. Yes, sir.
Listen, your car with my car, head up to the eighth, man. Stop putting all these damn stipulations on. Now,
my only stipulation is
you're a joke, man.
No
lock your ass in. We ain't got to wait.
Okay, lock in, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck
now,
if you
man.
Come with bars. Lock in.
All right, then.
Let me slide in here a minute. I want to get this down confirmed. We talking little Junior.
Junior, listen. This is Junior. Chicago Junior, this is the race. His car with my car, head up, pro tree to the eighth. We locking in $500 on $2,000 or better. That's the lock in. We're done with. Next
lock
car,
in.
Okay. That's a done deal.
Right.
That's a lock.
Done deal.
Lock,
get your money to Chemo.
Okay. He got that. Come on, Junior.
Okay.
Next
guy. Do we have anybody else trying to lock something in now?
Hey, is Detroit Junior still on the phone? Michigan Junior?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, after I beat your ass, I still love you. Now get your ass off the phone. Fucking yeah. Next.
you got all your mics open, so. Okay.
It's
time to do what we do now.
Yeah. Now, let me ask everybody, they got a race. Junior's car and Lil Tony's car?
Yeah, you got Lil Junior and Tony.
Hold on, that's what I'm trying to get ready.
We got Michigan Junior,
okay.
And Lil Tony.
Okay.
Head up,
Michigan
400
Junior.
Pro Tree to the eighth.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's boosted motor to what, nitrous motor?
Boosted small block to small block nitrous. Or whatever the fuck you want to put in that room.
That wasn't the stipulation when we locked in, Junior.
I don't give a fuck what you put in it. Sorry. Hey, listen. You're right. I don't give a fuck what you put under the hood.
All right.
I pray
right.
You got a fucking 800 cubic inch bolt or something in that motherfucker.
Nah. Lord, have mercy.
No.
Wait a minute.
I'll put 500 bucks as I gap your ass, too, if you want to bet on the gap.
I like
no.
that.
You want to put 500
like
on the gap?
Okay, so
yeah,
we got
like
500 on the gap.
And also, when I'm done dragging your ass, you just keep my fucking name out your mouth.
Listen, first of all,
well, obviously we ain't never been cool.
Listen, hey, first of all, I don't need you as my topic of conversation. I have never put
you
in a conversation about me.
I know it.
But
however, if there's any question about that, hey, if there's any question about that, man, you don't even want to, boy, you don't even know. All I hear is Lil Conde talking this, talking that, talking this. Junior shit the roast. Junior's a joke. Junior couldn't build a Lego fucking car.
First of all, let me say this. I know your phone number. I don't have to talk to nobody else. I can come talk to you. So whoever
that's what I thought. That's exactly how I thought things should be.
I know how to talk to you and anybody else that I got a problem with.
That's what I thought too, bro. But goddamn, when shit keeps coming back to me over and over and over again.
I don't do that broad shit going around.
I wouldn't have thought you did, bro, but I think different now. I'll just tell
you. If I got something to say, you
ain't kidding me. It's you. I've done tried calling your phone 4 or 5 times in the last 2 months.
Well, first of all, do you have my new number?
I have no clue, bro, but I know I have your old number, and I keep calling that motherfucker, and I'll tell you what, I don't get no call back. I put word out for you to call me, I don't get no call back, so fuck it.
Well, first of all,
I'm just
going
to have to embarrass you at your own race.
Did you ever tell Chemo, did you ever ask Chemo to call me? Chemo got my number. Whoever's telling you that I'm going around laughing about you like
just
a bug.
That motherfucker on the starting line on the 15th. I'm very sorry to the audience for taking a boosted car and calling out a nicest car. This is something that just has to be done. He'll be the first victim.
I like that.
I'm
and I like
how much
that.
Of a joke this bitch
I like
is.
That. We're locked
I like
in.
That.
We locked
can't
in.
Wait.
We're locked in.
You ain't kidding,
in,
bro.
Man.
No
we're
said. No said.
We're locked in.
Have a good day, brother. I can't wait to see you. Looking forward to it.
Julia, I'm sure you know somebody that know my number. I'm glad you locked in.
Man, you ain't kidding me, too. I'm glad you locked in. That's why I put you on the spot on your own show, because your ass wouldn't have locked in anywhere else. You'd have been talking all that pretty tone shit. Talking about, nah, we cool, man. We all right. Fuck that.
Yeah.
You have
down.
Never been a threat.
Time to separate the
you
men from the boys.
You have never been a
don't
threat.
Don't forget that gap, man.
Period.
Yes, sir.
Junior, you got the Chicago Junior. You had that in?
Hey,
yeah,
they got
it's locked. The whole world don't heard that back.
500 on the
500
gap.
On the gap and locking in 500.
Right.
When you throw some big balls, we're ready for both.
Don't, Junior.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. You got 500 on 2,000 or better at your race with a $500 gap. Junior said he'll gap you. 8 mile head up, pro tree, track rules. That's it.
That's right.
There it is.
That's enough said. And when we're done with that, we'll go to the quarter. I doubt you will, though.
Yeah. I might surprise you.
Let's do the quarter. Let's add the quarter. Let's make it interesting and do what nobody's done before and put another, some more money on the quarter on the same race. Fuck it. Surprise me, motherfucker. That's what I want to see. Let
hey,
your motherfucking balls hang
out. After I get your money the first time, I might do that for you.
Let me get this in order. I got some background noise here. Mute your mic.
Let me get this in order.
You got the background,
my friend. Can this be resolved in a private phone call? Listen, hey, Chemo. That man could have called me and we resolved. All this shit, what he talking about, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. But I don't give a fuck what he's talking about. If the man want to race, real race.
That's because I left your boy out of it, because I ain't no bitch. That's why I left Chemo out of it, because I ain't no bitch, and I know that's your boy.
What did you talk about with Chemo? What Chemo got to do with this?
Absolutely nothing. That's why I left.
Hey, check this out. Y'all did what you needed to do. You locked in the race. Now, if we're going to lock in the race, that's cool.
anything that has
time
to do
the next caller. You can take me off.
Races and the grudge races, I suggest y'all just leave that, you know, on the side. Y'all can call each other. You can do whatever you want, but let's stick to the racing part. Because whatever laundry or whatever it may be, that ain't got nothing to do with this. Now, we got what we came here for. We got the race lock.
That's right, brother. I'm done. You can take me off. I'll be here lurking, listening. Everyone have a good evening. I'll see you all on the 15th.
There you go. We're going to be waiting for you. More than welcome.
You ain't going to have to wait long.
Well, June the 15th, y'all know what's happening. It's the showdown.
Yo,
fine out here. This is what it's all about.
We got all the mics open, so you guys can just come on in.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what them boys? Is that name called Bus Motorsport? Get that booty motorsport. What is it?
You know, I don't know where them guys is at.
That I'm looking for.
Three Love, who you looking for?
Booty Motorsport or Bus Motorsport, that damn name is.
It don't matter who it is, because, you know, they got about 35 cars. So it don't matter who it is, as long as it's out
I'm going to tell you three. I'm looking for three people out of Detroit. Booty Motorsport or Bus Motorsport, they knew who I'm talking about. That boy, a mailman, and that boy, that black crab of Malibu, Gabe, hey, what's his name? You know what I'm talking about, Lil Tony. Lil Will, Bus Motorsport, and Mailman, I'm looking for him for the 15th.
Well, Lil Will, Bus Motorsport, Mailman, if y'all in, come on in.
Can I hear me?
Fine out here. Your mic is open.
Hey, Three Love, man, go and lock you in that race we talked about the other night. Lock in right now, man.
You got the bus with your Malibu? You got it.
Yeah, lock in, man. I'm going to take that.
This mailman, right?
Yeah, hey, listen, this is
lock in. Hey, hold on, mailman. Like I told you, we was on the phone the other night. Lord, you got to start smart blocking your car. The one system on, you got the brake, motherfucker. Stock suspension, Malibu, you got it.
You said small block and stock suspension. Lock in,
you
man.
Got it, man.
Okay. Longer than small block.
Hold on.
Three Love. Who is this you saying you talking to?
The mailman. It's the mailman.
It's Bud.
Bud. It's Bud, right? For the mailman, right? Yeah.
We got background noise. Mute your mic. You got some background noise coming in. So we can hear what's going on here. We can lock this in.
Nah. I ain't got no background noise. It's quiet. I'm a...
Okay, Three Love. What's the race?
What
up? What's the race?
Mailman Malibu. The stock is steady with a little block in it. He got the break through the quarter.
Bet. Hello. That's the bet.
You got
okay,
it?
Okay, stock suspension Malibu, small block.
Hey, Mailman, we're locking in. 300 for $1,000 a battle. For Lil Tony race on the 15th.
It's locked. You say what now? It's locked.
I ain't let me say it, Lil Tony.
I didn't say that. That's
right. I'm saying that's
right,
man.
You said 300 on what?
On a
thousand
better. Man, got the break.
The Malibu is Pac Man.
You guys running the quarter or running the eighth mile?
The quarter.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Right there. Mailman Malibu against Three Love Pac-Man. Small block. He got the break through the quarter. You're locking 300 on 1,000 or better. That
yes,
right?
Sir.
That's a lock.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You know,
that's
out
a lock. Cool. Okay, who else we got here? Now that's for June the 15th.
Fine.
Okay, next one. Come on in. Who else we got here? Your mic is open. Okay. Hello?
Yeah. So hold on, Three Love. What did y'all just walk in now? Tony, I get the break. I'll be back though. We locked in 300 on the 1,000 or better. The Red Malibu against Pac-Man. He gave me the break to the quarter. Okay.
That's a lot.
That's how much you think of me, man. That man is a fool. Hey, me and Mr. You know we're racing, man, and he's funny, but I gotta take that from him, man. Friendly
hey, I got another mic I'm bringing in. 248-2539. Your mic is open. 248-2539.
Hey, Junior, I'm trying to see if I can get a little bit of that action with the mailman too. Since they're trying to race.
It's Slouch again.
Huh?
Slouch, what's happening?
Oh, no, I fell off. Listen, I'm put back on mute.
Okay.
So what you do, circle the two hits, you pass that in, right?
Kimo, what was that now?
I'm trying to see if the mailman want to run out that back door with me. Shit, they was talking shit. Well, on the 15th, I mean, that could be a at Tony show shit. That'd be a big payday for them. Shit.
Well, we got Bub on the line, Bub. Any answer to that, Bub?
Listen, man, Kimo, that's what you and Kimo and the guys we got interviews with. I ain't commenting on that.
Okay, then. Kimo, bag down.
Okay. I'll stand down.
You got anybody else trying to lock in? 313-6547.
Okay. Hey, Junior, that's me. I'm messing with this board, this big Fred.
Oh, okay then.
I got.
Rob, you got your mics open. So what we got going on the 15th, Tom?
Yo, it's Pine on here. June 15th from Martin, Michigan. We got the showdown in Motown, the North versus the South. We got a lot of guys from the South saying they're coming up to take over the North. And here in the North, we're saying we're going to defend home at any and all costs. We got a lot of heavy hitters planning to be in the house and anticipating having a real good time. So we want everybody to come on out and support.
Now that's on Saturday. On Friday, are they going to be able to come in Friday and, if they want to stay overnight or they want to do some testing?
Yeah, Friday we got testing tune all day Friday.
Okay.
So they can come in Friday and testing tune and be ready for battle on Saturday.
Okay.
Hey, testing tune is from 6 to 12, racing on Saturday. The track opened at like 9, 10 o'clock. The racing for the grudge race and everything is not going to start until 3 o'clock.
Okay, so you said the track opened at what time?
You can get there at 10, 11 o'clock for the track, but the racing for us is not going to stop, for the grudge race is not going to start until 3 o'clock, 2:30,
okay.
3 o'clock.
Okay. That's good to know. So if anybody's trying to book a grudge race, we know it don't start till 3 o'clock, so they can't put no bullshit into the game trying to lock somebody in for 1 o'clock. Okay.
Right. And also, okay. I want to give a shout-out to all the sponsors and the people that's helping us out.
big shout out to Little Tony for helping out. Big shout out for Chad from Flint. Big shout out for Reggie, my brother helping me out. TRZ Motorsports, Napa, Detroit Racing, and Eliminator Customs, Chris. A big shout out to Eliminator Customs. He helping out big time for this event. And we got some, like I said before, we got a big surprise for everyone on the 15th. I want to say what it is, but I don't want to spoil it, but be prepared.
There you go. That sounds good. You got anything else going on, Tom? You guys ain't had no racing over the weekend, did you, up there?
No, man. I was well, you know what? They did have a no ET, but we already discussed that when Aaron at NOS Big Shot.
Right.
Did their thing, and Aaron and Chucky did their thing. And, you know, those two good races. Unfortunately, NOS Big Shot wrecked his car, but he...
Right.
And when I'm hearing he's okay, that's good. You know, I don't want to see no races hurt, and definitely no cars tow up. But
Have you heard anything about the car, whether it's salvageable or whether it ended up being totaled out? Or
I haven't. I don't know. You know, like I said, when I was inquiring about the driver. You know,
right.
You know, not trying to be funny, but I didn't care nothing about the car. I just hope that it's
all right.
So, you know, I truly don't know if the car, what the status is with the car.
Well, I'm hoping that you have a speedy recovery. You can get back out there with us, do what you do.
Yeah.
Hey, Little Tony.
Yeah.
Did y'all, this dude, my phone had died on me. But y'all locked that in, right?
Who?
With Bud, me and Bud, my phone had died.
Yeah, it's locked in, right?
Okay. It's locked. All right. Well, what bus motorsport at?
Who
you looking
for?
You know what I'm talking about. What's the name, Little Tony? Who I ran into. He talking that shit.
He's in my Lil Wheel.
I ran into
him
talking that shit.
He's
in my Lil Wheel.
Hey,
man.
Hey, the ones in Mississippi talking that shit. I was in Mississippi.
Oh, I don't got his number.
Well, tell him I'm looking for him.
Hey, Bookie got his number. Hey, Drew, I'm pretty sure somebody on the phone could text him or something, tell him to call in for you. AJ, he don't like the voicemail you've been leaving on the phone.
Well, I ain't hard to find.
Hey, Three Love.
What up?
Hey, Three Love.
What up, man?
That's
what
I'm driving there.
That ain't my phone.
If you're not talking, mute your mic so we can kill some of that background noise. See if we can lock in a few more races here.
Three Love, you looking for everybody but Young Money, huh, man?
Yeah. Uh-oh. I'm letting Leon handle that way. I don't want none of that smoke. Y'all out of my class. Y'all got too much cop for me.
Man.
But if you give me the break, I'm going to try your motherfucking ass, though.
Man, we not
give me the break.
Shit, man.
I don't want no smoke, Young Money. I can't whoop your head up. I ain't a bit to run your head up.
I'm sorry I even got on the phone there, man.
I love you like a brother. The world blow up. I got Leon on the phone
for everybody else. You look for everybody else.
Hey, I respect. Hey, man. You got too much. Hey, man. Y'all have too much confidence, man. I ain't got nothing to fuck with y'all, man. I'm running the people that are in my class. Y'all got too much of me, man. I got to work for y'all one time because y'all had problems. But now y'all got your motherfucking neck bones and greens on fire. I don't want none of that food. I ain't hungry no more.
All right, man. We ain't going to say nothing else to you then, man.
That's 64.
All right. Let me fuck Lil Tony up then. I'll be all right. I'm all right.
517-3941. The mic is open.
All right. Here.
So that and the new door, the fiberglass door.
You're talking your business on the mic. 313-5878. Your mic is open.
Yo, was Pine and Bennett
on it? Hey, Junior. Hey,
yes,
Junior. Abe number in with 0456, man. He probably on the phone listening.
0456.
Yeah, 0456. Yeah. Yeah, he one of them guys. He like to throw a rock and have his hand.
Let me see if I see him here.
Yeah, he in the bushes.
Tim, come out them bushes. Come out wherever you are. Come on out.
Is Brandon on here?
You talking about the guy that told the Hyundai?
Come over, Brandon.
Yeah, the guy that tore up the Honda, him. Yeah. Yeah, that's him.
Well, he hiding deep in the bushes, because I can't find him here.
Hey, Boogie Boogie.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Boogie.
What's up,
Boogie? Hey, you know,
yeah.
What's that boy's name? He from, the fat boy from Crownport. Are we talking that shit, Boogie, about his car? What's his name?
He from where?
He be at 41. He always booking everybody in car from Crown Point. The fat boy, what's his damn name?
He at 41.
The white boy, fat white boy.
Damn. Huh?
What's his damn name?
Vito?
Not Vito, no, nah, not Vito, no. Nah. Vito from Crown Point.
Who,
Eric, yeah, Eric. Tell, deliver this message.
No, Evan.
Tell Evan. My number is 773-584-2531. Their daughter told me was sad, and I had a problem. Tell me their children were going to knock them the fuck out, spray the spray. Tell them I said it. You get that boogie boogie?
Damn. Say it again. Your phone was breaking up.
I was running at 41 Sunday. I had a problem with my car. I broke my oil pump in my car, but I got it fixed. Tell him I got my spray on. Now tell him get there. Then I knocked him to clean the fuck out of that blue Dodge. Knock him clean the fuck out. And give him my phone number.
Okay. I'm sure I'm going to get it to him.
Yeah. Now, I hope you're on the phone listening.
Hey, down, man. Slow. Why? I mean, what? You know, you woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. Why are you picking on people like that, man?
No, I was at the track finally testing my car.
Hey, matter of fact, I'm finna do you one even better. I'm finna text him.
I had a knife disposal in my car, and he was talking that shit to me. Run me spray. My spray not working, man. So I'm gonna run you spray. He kept talking that shit like, fuck it, man. I'm running your ass motor to motor. Fuck you. Then I had a problem, and my car fucked up. Now he's ducking me. He's going to let me spray the spray. He can't with me spray the spray. But stop fronting him, motherfucker. You can't with me, period. You kept the motherfucking lip and having a problem. And try to talk all that shit. Tell him I'm looking for a fucking ass. It ain't no figure I'm looking for. Anybody else want to run through looking in his class? Fuck y'all. Get y'all
just,
mad down,
hey,
too.
I just texted him through love.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Didn't Randy just get off the phone trying to get out with you, man? Now stop beating on your chest.
Hey, man. I said, did you listen to what I just said? In my class. Randy, not in my class, man.
What is your class? Why is he not in your
three
class? What you call him?
Why are we not in your class, though, man? Tell me that.
Hey, man. I have a stocking bigger car. Listen, man. You asked me a question. I'm going to tell you. I got a fucking stock division car, no mini tubs, no rack, with a fucking 6-4 cage in my fucking car, with a convention head motor. I'm not going to run no fucking back half car, no big chief in it, with all that shit on. I'm not going to do that. That's not my car.
Man, you don't know. You don't know what we got in that motherfucking car. You know we got a small block in that bitch.
I don't want no smoke, man. Your car, you got too much car for me, man. I don't want no smoke. You can't expect that. I don't want no smoke. But I'll take this motherfucking Black Mustang and assassinate your motherfucking ass with it.
Hello.
Hello. You quiet now, ain't you?
black Mustang.
I take this black Mustang and whip the fuck out your yellow Mustang. Lock your ass in for saying that. I'll knock you clean the fuck out.
I just bet you will.
Lock your ass in. You want to run for that run.
Yeah,
take my man Mustang and knock your ass out with it.
Make that motherfucker weigh 3,000 pounds and lock your punk ass.
Hey, man. We ain't not racing no motherfucking way, man. We need race cars, man. I'm not going to never have the same race car, man.
I'm talking about show cars. I don't want to hear nothing about no Mustang.
I can't whoop you, man. I don't want no smoke.
I don't want to hear.
I make my man knock you the fuck out.
Stop trying to put some Mustang.
Well, who is that? Who is that, Three Love?
Who is that?
Who is that you talking to?
I'm talking to. That's a Young Money I'm talking to.
Make it weigh 3,000 pounds, lock your ass in, motherfucker.
Hey man, I don't weigh 3,000 pounds. I weigh 350 my damn self. So why I gotta make the car? I gotta have a car lighter than me. So you want my drug shit? I ask you how much you weigh. I bet you more than that.
Is you?
I got a hunker weigh 105 pounds driving.
I said
you weigh 105 pounds.
Yeah, if you ain't driving it, it can't weigh 3,000 pounds. We don't want to talk about it.
Well, we don't want to run you, then. Mute his mic, little Tony.
Hey,
I'm your man. One of the two, but we ain't talking about shit.
Three, look, is that black Mustang a nitrous type?
No.
Hell no.
Nah. Man, put 3,000 pounds in it and go out the back door, shit.
I'm not putting nothing on nothing, man. I come to win. I ain't come to get them put on no goddamn scale. You not put that because you're buying it.
Hey, Tone, I got a couple more mics. I'm going to open up. 734-9697. Your mic is open.
Yeah,
your mic is open.
Speak, freak.
Who?
Yep.
Hello? 7-3-96-97. Your mic is open.
Wow. We'll be able to weigh it?
Okay, next guy. 517-3941. Your mic is open. Hello.
Yo. Hello?
Hello.
Regulator Racing.
Your mic is open. Regulator Racing. Hello. Okay, y'all can keep going then. Hello.
Yeah.
Well, you got all your mics open. Anybody trying to lock a racer, trying to talk to Tone, come on in. Don't be shy now.
We winding down.
Hey, Young Money.
What up, man?
I got my man on the phone with Mustang. He's gonna get you pregnant. Don't worry about how much he weighs. He'll knock you clean the fuck out.
I don't want no smoke, man. I don't want no smoke.
You better not want none. I make one for you too, Lil Tony.
What?
Lil Tony, I make one for you too.
Me too, what?
Hey, Lil Tony. I may whoop your ass too. I'm going to y'all a car.
Now, hold on. You just said you ain't in Rams class, but I'm in your class. Is that what you implying?
I said I make it whoop your ass, little Tony.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Like,
you've been running out the white boy to turbo car. Why you can't run up?
You said what?
You run another white boy. Why you can't run up? You got a turbo car, you got a logic car, where you can't run up.
Hold on. First of all, that man's name is Junior. We don't refer to him like you just referred to him.
I don't know the man, man.
Okay, well, I mean, his name is Junior.
Now, I don't care what his name is. I'll blow his ass out.
Okay.
Oh.
I mean, that's
Three Love, you ain't going to do shit.
Hey, man, you just bowed down to me like I bowed down to you, so you need to be quiet. He on the phone making blow your ass out. He on the phone. Stay from out of pocket, young man. We'll get you pregnant. Once again.
Hello?
Once again.
Yeah. I fucked up at 41. You forgot? You thought I fucked up at 41? Then you better lock the money off in Detroit. So that really twice I got your money.
Wow.
You want to make it count three?
You ain't done. You ain't done.
Do you want to make it round three? Mule to mule on Little Tony Race?
What?
You make it round three.
Exactly.
Your yellow Mustang just hit black Mustang. Make it knock your ass out on the 15th.
I ain't got that yellow car no more. It's old, man.
We're running. We're running. What you call that car? Your gold car. What you call that car? What the color's name? We're running the colors. With a small block, suspended with no willow bars on it. I'm going to knock you clean the fuck out.
We ain't got that no more either, man.
You better sell all that motherfucking pretty ass car, because pretty don't win no race.
Well, we got that goddamn gold, did it? And it's 3,000.
That's what I'm talking about, the gold, did it? Right, that's what I'm talking about, man. I make what the hell about the gold, did it? That's what I'm talking about, the gold digger. Lock that in with gold digger for the 15.
With your car?
No, man. That motherfucking mule, man. With a little block stock, baby, no willow bar.
Kiss my ass, motherfucker.
Do anybody from Detroit run the black Mustang we got? And
so how the car fit? What'd you say? How the car fit? We might try that, motherfucker. All right, shit.
It's stock suspension with a little block in it with no wheel bars on it.
And it's a turbo car.
I don't know if it's a turbo car or Proton. I don't know which one it is, but it's one of the two.
What's that tire got on it, man?
What?
What's that tire on
it? The tire is littler than yours. And I get to work, it's littler than your tire. I tell you to do. The little tire get the brake. Whoever tire is smaller get the brake.
Hell.
You worry about the tire size.
I don't even know why I'm picking your brain right now, man.
I'm trying to dig in your pocket, man. Broke money needs young money.
Well, lock in with your motherfucking car.
I don't want no smoke, man. I don't give me the break. I'm going to lock in with it.
Nah, man. Hey, Randy.
Yo. Hey, Randy. You going to be at the
what
Tech Club Saturday, ain't you? You going to be at the Tech Saturday, ain't you? Hello?
Don't you be at that track Saturday, Leon said.
Hey, Red, ain't you going to be at the track Saturday?
Yeah, we'll be there.
Y'all wear that gold cop there?
Yeah.
Okay, we ain't got to worry about it no more. We're going to run.
You go,
ain't got to worry about that. Don't worry about that too much.
Thank you,
Daddy. I take care of that.
Leon talking.
Yeah.
Okay,
what you want to lock in about $500, Leon?
No, I ain't going to lock in. You going to the same track I'm going to. Matter of fact, you closer than I am, so we going to race.
You right. Okay, well, we're going to do that then.
Yeah.
Don't do that then, man.
Yeah, it's 1-1, goddammit. We got to break that 1-1.
Hey, man, see, I understand this, Leon. Now, you got a back half car with a big block in it. You don't run your head up. A man got a stock suspended car with a little block in it. He don't want no damn smoke from it.
Because they ain't seen it. You got to see these cars below. They don't see these cars. They're not going to go like that.
A man ain't seen that car. He ain't seen this car. He don't know that car. He don't know either. Boogie, you seen the block car, right, Boogie? Hey, Boogie, did you see the block car, Boogie?
Yeah, I seen.
Right. So, Booker tell you about the car. It's a black stock suspension car with a 2800 on it, with a W, with a small block in it. I'm going to blow your ass out with it. But then what I told you, you win your locker money, man.
We don't want no trouble. Bring that, like we are, I said, bring it to the track. We like what we look. We think we can go down and go ass with.
Y'all smell that? You smell that, Tony?
You say what?
You smell that?
say, do I smell that?
Yeah. That pussy on the inside.
Man, fuck you.
I love you, young money.
You want this is a joke card, motherfucker.
I don't want no smoke, man. Give me a break. I'm going to try you, though. I said I'd do for you, man. I'm put up 2,000. Get some 1,700. Give me the break.
Put up 2,000. Get my 1,500. You got the break. Fuck you.
Today, I'm gonna do it.
Get my ass, bye, man. Get off the phone.
I will.
Get off the phone.
Okay, I'll do that. You got to gap me by 2 cars. I'm gonna do that through the quarter.
Nah, you fucked that up already. You bite your own tongue off.
I said I'm going to do the quarter. I'm going to go 2,500. You got to give me about 2 cars.
Nah, real talk. I try your ass. You put up 5,000. I put up 2,500. You got the break to the court.
Brian, I said that mother said 2 years ago. I ain't seen that mother said 2 years ago. Hey, man, I'm $1,000, man, a better, man. $1,500. As a matter of fact, that with me, yeah, we'll run, but that's how you can count me for. $1,500, that's over for me. That's how you give me $3,500, Tony? You want that $3,500 with me, Tony, in Detroit?
you run your car against Gold Digger. I'm betting against you all day long, motherfucker.
Oh, you gotta give me $3,500. It's your show. I'm trying to run on your show. You gotta give me the rest of the money.
I'm having a difficult time here. I don't know if that's just your speech or that your phone is breaking all up and crackling. I can't understand what you're saying. What did you just say?
It ain't the phone. It's me. Y'all know I can't talk shit.
You're cutting it out, man.
You know what I get a sack of my blood pressure, get it around 1,300.
You say what about 1,300?
Hey, I feel like if my blood pressure get up high, I'd be around 1,300.
Oh, okay.
Hey, young money. Right. Young money. I'm going to say
what
something,
up,
but I ain't talking to my buddy yet. Would you run a Camaro? A stock in the Camaro with a wheelie bar on with your car?
You say what?
Would you run a stock in the Camaro with no wheelie bar with your car?
Pretty sure we will. We're in the same place at the same time.
Huh?
I say I'm pretty sure we will if we're at the same place at the same time.
Okay, he'll be there too.
Randy.
Yeah.
Randy, this talk.
What up, bro?
Man, don't let that nigga Three Lug talk to you like that. He dick riding another nigga.
Man,
hey, I got my own shit to ride around your shit.
You
won't even run the Gold Digger. I'm a stupid word, motherfucker. You won't even run it.
Fellas, we don't use the N-word. Please refrain from the N-word on the show, please.
All right. Well, he won't even run Gold Digger.
Don't dig out my trash, man. Kyle, why don't I run that car head up and he's from running Leon head up? Fuck my ass. I look stupid and you a slow.
Hey, real talk, Three Love. I think your car faster than Leon's car.
Well, the world would never know. The world would never know.
It sure won't.
It sure won't because you won't love nobody.
Hey, Randy, that means your car got to be real slow then. Or your motor one. I'm here.
It's real, real, real slow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, I'm ready to pack right now.
But we sure going to find out Saturday. In a hurry.
We locked in $300 then, guys. Just get the gas money so in case you don't want
it. Nah, I ain't going to lock no more. I ain't locking no more money in. I ain't like nobody.
I'm blocking through the black Mustang.
Hey, look, I'm driving 3.5 hours. I'm driving 3.5 hours of the race. I ain't coming to watch nobody else race. I'm coming to race.
You can get a leg, man. Just get you get to the track. You see something you don't like. You know what I'm saying?
And then what I'm like, hey, Randy.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. During the time I go to track, I'm trying to gamble, man. So when I come in at that track, I'm ready. I'm coming to race, man.
Okay. Well, we ain't got to say no more, Leon. We're going to get down. We'll get to the track, man.
Right, right. That's the best way to do it. We ain't got to do what everybody else do. We being.
Yeah. I want some of Three Lug ass. I want to, like he said, I want to blow his ass out.
Hey, and you blow my man ass,
hey,
and you blow
hey,
my ass.
Hold on. See, look. Hey, see, look. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll tell you what we can do, dog. I know what we can do. Hey, Randy. Y'all, and we're going to go off because it's going to be real ugly anyway. Y'all put them 29s on to take them woolly bars off that Malibu. I'm going to me and make Three Lug run y'all head up, man.
What you think we got on there, man? We got
29s on there. You got no 29s on there.
Listen, it's 29s on the car.
Hey, if you got some 29s on that car, man, we're going to run y'all. Let me tell you about y'all, man.
Hey, it's 29s on the car,
it's
man. Bro, we ain't never had nothing no better than 29s, man.
If you got 29 in that car, no willy bars, I'm knocking your ass out.
We got bars, man. We need
them. Take them off. Take them off.
I can't run you, Hey, look, we got to look pretty and go fast, man. We can't say nothing no more.
I got the video y'all have to take them off. Take them off. I got the video. I send them on to everybody. Y'all send that bitch up and have that shit on this cell. I send that bitch to everybody.
Yeah,
you better take them off.
Oh, we got some background noise.
Damn, who's calling that?
We're going to do that again. I got them. Hold on a second. 213-7163. If you're on a speakerphone, shut it down, please. I'm going to open your mic back up.
Get him,
313.
That's right. I gotta shut you down, buddy. 313-0178. Your mic is open.
I had fell off. Junior said he was trying to get back in. Three Lug said something about him or something. I don't know.
I mean, all you gotta do is call back. What's the number again? 3175.
517-5713.
Your mic is open. Hello.
Three Lug.
What happened?
Hey, you got the Firebird with the big block in it?
I got a black Mustang with a small block in it.
No, you got the Firebird with the big block in it?
Yes, I do.
You want to get down with a small block?
Can I ask who's calling, please?
A small block in what? What kind of car is in?
It's in a Mustang. This is the bullshitter.
I got the Mustang.
Okay.
I got a Mustang with a small block like you dread. Let's get down with it.
Bullshit.
No, I
want to
get down with that big block you got.
Bullshit.
No. You got a small block in the Mustang. I got a small block in the Mustang. So let's get down with it.
Now let's get down with the Firebird you got.
Hey man, I ain't seen your car, and you ain't seen this black car.
You just talked all that shit to Lil Tony.
And I'm still gonna talk. You
talking
shit to Lil Tony? So now
I
lock your ass in. I'm gonna run you mule to mule, little block to little block. I'm gonna knock your ass out.
You was just talking shit about not seeing cars wanting to run. You ain't seen my car. Let's get down.
Hello. Hey, you're right. You ain't seen my car, and they ain't seen your car. But lock your ass in, little block to little block, stock spinning. I'm going to knock your ass out on the 15.
You know what car it is? We run the Hawk. So there, you seen it.
What?
Go on YouTube
then. Hey, I don't want you to go on YouTube and see shit. Lock your ass in, 500 for 5,000. I'm going to knock your ass out on the 15, this motherfucking Mustang.
You just said you only run for 1,000 or 1,500. You said that's all you run.
It ain't
for.
My car, man. Hey, bro, clear it up. Could I run for that much with your black car?
I hear you saying
no,
that.
I want to run for that much with your black car.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, dog.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. What you want to run your car for?
A nickel or better?
Thank you. Well, I get 500 for a nickel better. I blow your ass out this black Mustang.
Shit.
Hey, that voice sound real familiar.
Chicago Junior.
Hey, three
Chicago Junior.
What
up?
I
can't hear too many people talking. I don't know what you just said.
Three love. That guy that got that black car you talking to.
Yeah, he on the phone. Hear you.
His voice sound real familiar, goddamn it.
Don't worry about his voice. Lock your ass in.
Hey, Kimo, what were you saying? Hey, three, look, give me a minute. What were you saying, Kimo?
Michigan Junior trying to get back in the show.
What's the number?
I think 3941 is the last four.
That's what I'm looking for.
41.
So, three, look, we ain't got no action.
Who is this?
I think the 517
number. I don't know. I want the butt drawn on Lil Tony with the Mustang from Michigan City.
Yeah. I can't remember what his number was. It's 3941. I know the last four is in the 517. Hold on. Let me look. Hold on.
Hey, Kimo, if he called your phone, man, you should know the man's phone number, man.
I got two
numbers
set,
damn
phones,
man. You got that many goddamn phones.
Three love, you're going to be at Detroit on the 4th.
Huh?
You're going to be at Detroit on the 4th.
Yeah, Pac-Man will be there.
You want to get down with the car
six
or what?
The which car?
My silver Mustang.
What number?
I'm going to run Mustang, man. Hey, whoa, this is boy got Jimbo old car?
No.
Oh, okay, so I'm going to knock your ass out with this other Mustang.
I'm going to knock your ass out with that Firebird you got.
I'm going to run you mule and mule, man. Your yellow Mustang is the black Mustang. Your gray Mustang is the black Mustang, man. I'll knock your ass out.
Okay, hold on, Three Love. He's looking for you. He texted me. It's 652-3941, Junior.
652-3941. I'm looking for him.
Hello? This Three Love.
Hit the one button, Junior.
Nope, he ain't on here. I can't find him. Tell him to hit the one button. You hit the one button.
Three Love, we ain't
got no action
then.
I'm running mule to mule, man. You want to lock in some mule to mule? I'm not ready with my Firebird.
All right, when we get there, you see the car if you want to run. You want to get down?
If I like what I see, I get down with you.
All right, so you're going to be at Detroit on the 4th?
Yes, I will be there. I'll be there Friday.
So you're going to be there with your yellow car, right?
Yes, I will be there with my yellow car, yeah.
All right, now it's Brandon from Ride or Die on here still.
And he might be from South Carolina.
Oh. Mm-mm.
Hello.
Junior, yeah. You found that
Brandon?
Number or he ain't?
Mm-hmm.
No, I
looking
have
for me.
Number on here.
Who looking for Brandon from Ride or Die? I am.
Hey,
bullshit.
Hey, bullshitter Brandon, give me a second here. Let me open up this mic, see if that's that man. 313-7163. Your mic is open. Hello. Got too much background noise. 313-7163. Okay. All right, y'all can go back.
We're looking for Brandon from Ride or Die. This Ronnie, the bullshitter.
You said who?
The bullshitter with the green Mustang.
You said with the green Mustang?
Yeah, we was up to no 18. I tried running you guys, and you didn't want to run.
No, I don't run Mustangs, bro. I ain't going to lie to you.
Right.
I do.
Well, I'll just walk.
I run Mustangs.
I don't want no problem with no Mustangs.
Well, Skip said you guys wanted to get down. So if you still want to get down, we
you said
get
what?
Down. Skip said
hold
you guys
on,
wanted
you said,
to get down.
You said what?
Oh,
if Skip want to do it, we can do it then. He driving the car, so right. If Skip want to do it, we can do it.
I run Mustangs.
Yeah, and I run Firebirds.
Why you ducking a Mustang, though?
What's that?
313.
Why you ducking another Mustang? Why you ducking about dressed like you?
That's me, Junior.
Okay.
You got a Mustang, we got a Mustang. We both got a little black, both socks. What you ducking me for?
I ain't ducking you. I want a piece of that yellow car you got. I want to knock you off and then we'll do the Mustang.
Guess what? We're going to lock in on two races. I'm going to run your head over the yellow car. Then you got to turn around. I'm going to run your head up for 15 of the yellow car. You got to turn around your head up 3,000 with the black car.
No, we can't do that right off the bat. I want to look at the black car first.
Huh?
We run the yellow car first.
You going to run the yellow car first for 1500. Well, long do y'all lock in and run the black car for 3,000 or better?
I ain't going to do that.
But you ain't trying to run me then. I got a hook with two lines on it. Got to hook both of them at the same time.
Well, you ain't catching no fish today.
You going to be the fish I'm going to catch.
You're going to be the one I turn back loose.
Right. So you grab hold of me, and I put that mother second, you're going to let me go. You're goddamn right. You're right.
You just make sure you bring that motherfucker on the fourth.
Man, I'm coming, man. I've been on the third. I just told you that.
I'm going to be there on the court waiting on you.
I'll be waiting on you, too. What's your name? I'll come looking for you.
My name's the Bullshitter.
The Bullshitter?
All you got to do is ask around. It'll point you right in my direction.
No, when you see this white trailer Pac-Man in front of it, just come on and stand by my door. I know it's you.
Well,
I got a white trailer Pac-Man in front of it.
I'm going to be the gobbler eating the Pac-Man up.
Hey, when I bite your ass, you're going to let me the fuck alone.
You bring the blood on thing, too?
Hey, I'm dead serious, man. Y'all think I'm booze. I'm dead serious, man. It's all out war this fucking year. All out fucking war. I'm not ducking no bad tea.
Well, we coming just to make a name for ourselves. So we're just
hey,
up and
hey,
coming.
Three
so
hey, three look.
What up?
You know you my man. We from the Shy. You going to lock their asses down, man?
I'm going to take this black Mustang and this Firebird and Leon car and rob the whole motherfucking world. I got one more car, but I can't say nothing about you because he ain't got it ready yet. When you get it ready,
well,
down the ass I'm going. And you know what
Michigan
car I'm talking
better,
about, Junior. You ain't got to say shit.
Hey, Mister, you know I don't say nothing. I'm the wrong guy to say that to. I don't say nothing.
No, I'm just saying, you know
out.
The car I'm talking about, but don't say shit.
No doubt. No doubt. Michigan better stand up. Michigan better stand up. Come on now.
I'm going to kill them motherfuckers. I'm
you
killing
got,
them all.
You got one man out of the shot trying to lock all of yous down. I don't understand that. Hello.
Man.
Hello.
Man, fuck.
Hey, it's one person in Detroit got some hard, and that's Lil Tony. He locked in me a couple of days ago. The rest of them are some cowards.
Yeah, you guys did lock in. Well, you locked in last week with Lil Tony, and you locked in with Bub tonight, so.
With Bub tonight, because Bub called me the other night and was talking shit. I told him I'm beat his ass, he got the break. And I stood too, and he still got the break.
Well,
won't you give us the break at 1:31?
Hello.
Give you the break.
Yeah, you gave Bub the break.
I'm going to give you the break for 10,000. I got to come give you the break. I'm building a motor. You got the break for 10,000. You got the break. I'm going to be on the motor. You
Hello.
Got to work for 10,000.
Hello. Hello.
With the yellow car?
Man, don't worry what color car is, man.
I want the Firebird, man. Fuck the Mustang.
Hey, three love.
Hey, man. You can start picking
three
up that Firebird, man. What up?
Hey, three love. Three love.
What up?
Can we get the break with gold, nigga, with that Mustang you talking about?
Hell no.
Why not, man?
Why should I? I got a stock spinner called a lip block in. What'd I get a fucking big cheat to break for with some 33s on it?
Why won't you quit saying you don't know what we got in that car, man?
Hey, man, I got y'all caught video the hood off that muffin head thing, man.
You a motherfucking liar.
You don't want it better than that, do you? You had your hood off in Mississippi. I video that motherfucker. I took a picture of your motor in Mississippi, boy. You think I didn't see y'all, didn't
you? Man, we got some 50 red cash one time, right?
Hey, man, I don't care what y'all got. That's y'all car. Y'all bought it. Lock y'all ass in. I'm going to take this Mustang and try to give you hemorrhoids.
Yeah, we
you got somebody with a speakerphone. Shut it down.
We gonna take the break from that Mustang. Lock your ass in. Fuck
me. I'm not giving you no break. No fucking stocks of any kind of little block. And is you crazy?
You is a coward, boy. I swear.
I'm a 335 pound cow. You right? But I'm gonna take this mule and try to give you hemorrhoids.
Yeah. I don't even know the car. I'm going to lock your ass in. You give us a break, like you said. Give us a break.
Why should I give you a break with a special vehicle called a little block in it for? And you got a back half car.
What that got? Like you said, you built that car. Y'all built what y'all wanted to have, man.
You're right. I built it to fuck you up with it. I'm going to head up with it. I don't respect no big block, man. I'm a big block killer when I come down this small block.
Give us a break. Give us a break. Give us a break.
No, no, no.
Right,
you know
hey,
who talking?
Hey,
who this talking?
Hey,
hold on, little Tony. Hold on. Who this talking to me?
Man, this young man, you know who this is, man.
Hey, y'all know I do a whole lot of stupid shit. Hey, Young Money, I do a whole lot of stupid shit. You get your behind that wheel, you got the break, motherfucker. Get your behind that wheel, you got the break.
Man, kiss ass, man.
I'm gonna kiss it. Have all your money in my motherfucking pocket. You getting that motherfucker? You got the break. I'm gonna give you the break in the yellow car. You drive. You got the break. I'm gonna get to you. You drive. You got the break. You got half a day. You want to practice?
Three love. You won't get them to break out the back door.
Who, Young Money?
Yeah.
Hell no. If he drive, he got it. I'm gonna get to him my yellow car. He drive his yellow car. Gold digger. He got the break. Long as he behind the wheel.
Don't worry about it. In a couple months, I'm going to get all y'all motherfuckers with y'all asking for. I'm going to get my ass behind the wheel and beat y'all ass.
Well, lock it a little on the race. Lock it a little on the race. You got the break.
I said in a couple months, man. Can I get some seat time, man? Please.
It's race season. You got a whole month.
I said a couple months, man.
What you can do in two months? You doing 1 month.
Hey, you're going to be the first motherfucker I tell Carl out.
I'm gonna do beer. Hey, man, I trick one mother to get in that car. I'm just like, I'm gonna do beer and knock you the fuck out. I'm gonna knock beer the fuck out by getting his ass in that car.
Hey, Three Dog, when you gonna race beers? The little Tony race or one of y'all races?
I'm running beers at his race.
Damn.
Me and beer locked in at his race. He got to drive his own car against me. Little Junior.
Hey, what car is that wheel?
Tony's show, man.
Three Dog.
Huh? I'm running his fast car, his blue car. I'm running his fast car, Lil Junior. He got the drive against me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we locked in on a month ago.
You got a good race there, then.
Yeah.
It's Three Love.
I ain't mean to disrespect your show, Lil Tony. I'm sorry, Lil Tony.
Huh? Three Love, you got to make sure he get the fuck on out of there, because I seen that man do a burnout and damn it knock the tree over. Hey, by the time all the... Hey, Three Love,
I don't leave first.
He was facing me, man.
I was sitting right there. I'm leaving first.
Hey, Kimo, come on now. The man ain't on the show to defend himself. You don't know
what
could happen.
Did you hear what Three Love just told you?
You know... Steering wheel could have fell off. Column joint might have broke.
Hey, Junior, they sure repaired that bitch at the staging lane. They repaired that bitch right there in the staging lane.
I mean, the pin could have fell out, man. Shit like that happened, man. Come on, don't beat on the man if he ain't here now.
Hey, he told Kimo, Kimo get his pistol, his motor. He had a helicopter right here racing it.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe. Come on in, man. It's time to close this down, man.
Hold on, Junior, before you close it down. Hold on, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes,
little Tony. That guy want to run you, little Tony, with the Mustang him locked in. Tell him I run him, man. When you get him on the phone next Sunday, tell him I lock and run him with my man Mustang.
That was him trying to get back in. He couldn't find his number.
Yeah, well,
somebody
give
my phone number.
Hold on.
Hey, give my phone number, 773-584-2531. My number is 773-584-2531. I'm looking for him. Give my number.
Okay. All right. All right, fellas. Appreciate everybody's support. And like say any of y'all out there on the road, drive safe, and we'll holler at all y'all next week, same time, same channel.
Thank you.
I sound like a real one, young man.
All right, now have a good one, guys.
All right. Get some high, young money. Get some high, young money, for next Sunday. Get you some high.
You guys all be safe now, man.
All right, peace out, brother.
All right, later.
A showdown. There will always be a hope. People want to know who won. And U.S. Motorsports 131. Check office at 9 o'clock. Breakfast starts at 1 o'clock.